Hello, Sylvia here. It's interesting to find out what some of the sayings we still use, sometimes after centuries, actually refer to. Take shake a leg. In the 1800s, women were allowed to stay on board ships, but often had to share quarters with the men. The boatswain's mate woke his sailors by telling them to shake a leg. If a female leg appeared, the woman would be allowed to stay in the bunk until the men had got up, to preserve her modesty. Mad as a hatter. In the 18th and 19th century, mercury was used by hat makers, who were poisoned by the chemical. Bite the bullet. Now, that was used a lot because soldiers operated on without anaesthetic were given bullets to bite to stop and help counteract the pain. So, gone round the bend. In Victorian times, whereas stately homes were built with long straight drives so that they could be seen from the main road, mental hospitals and homes were placed at the end of a long curved drive so that the buildings would not be seen. Hence, round the bend. You're going round the bend. The clink, not the sound of clinking chains, but a prison in the 13th century London known as Liberty of Clink, which was owned by the Bishop of Winchester and was notorious for its brutality. Prisoners were burned with boiling oil, forced to stand in cold water until their feet rotted, or crushed under weights. However, if you could pay a sum to church coffers, you could be freed. Those rich payees made the bishop rich until rioters destroyed the prison in 1780. Interesting. A dead ringer. I must say I always thought it meant something like spitting image, but why? In medieval times, comas were not understood, and many unfortunate people were buried while still alive, and they came out of their comas to find themselves in coffins. There were horrifying signs that people had tried to get out without success. Eventually, the gentry began to bury their deceased with a string round the wrist, which led to a bell above ground, and many lives were saved by this practice. The expression dead ringer was coined by people who couldn't believe when they saw someone they presumed dead, and they say they looked just like them, or a dead ringer. Now, drunk as a newt. What could this mean? Did people in the 17th and 18th century ply these animals with drink and then race them? No. A newt was a lad who looked after gentlemen's horses. While the gentlemen were drinking in taverns, gambling, or doing whatever amused them, through the evening they would send the occasional warm-up drink out to the lads, who may well end up rolling drunk when the horses were eventually collected. Bye for now.